Good morning.
Oh, God. I forgot that we said we were going to start like that. Good morning, James. How are you on this evening?
Well, I'm pretty good. And I'm not saying it's morning where I am, but it's morning somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That was the joke. I was supposed to say, what do you mean? What time did you wake up? Or something like that, right? Is that what I was supposed to say?
Yeah, but it's all good. We got there. We made it full circle.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Disney College Podcast. My name is Bradley. I am one of your co-hosts on I'm gonna make this Disney here on this magical endeavor. Is endeavor a magical word?
It could be. I guess anything could be a magical word if you make it a magical word, but I'm James. I'm one of your spectacular hosts on this magnificent show.
Honestly, that's
not a magical word.
No, I don't even think. What was the first word you said?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, we're Bradley and James, and this is the Disney College Podcast. I think I said program at the beginning. Anyway, so last week was a banked episode. I don't honestly remember what we talked about. So thank you everybody for listening. I heard a rumor that people like that format, like the more structured. So, you know, maybe we'll go back to that someday.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
I'm drinking this Red Bull. This is like my first Red Bull in 6 months. And, you know, it's almost 8:30 at night on this Friday. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. We got some Disney stuff. We got some 303 stuff. That's essentially it. We got Disney stuff in 303. Oh, and we have our trip reunion. Like, we reunited.
We reunited, or?
No, we kind of. I mean, we never stopped uniting.
It was a consistent unite, but I think that this is the first time we've seen each other in, like, 3 years, like, actually.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah,
so you were... You might think everybody might be like, hey, you guys host this podcast together. You see each other through the screen. No, we don't. I made an effort that we don't have the video on. So me and James, that was our first time seeing each other in 3 years.
Wow, what that's a crazy not, 3 years it's been.
That's not true. We've seen each other, but.
Well, they don't know that.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, let's start with this Disney news. Let's get this Disney news out of the way, because, you know, we're a Disney podcast. If you're here for the 303, if you're in the band 303, well, one, I'd advise you not to listen. Not because I have anything negative to say about you guys. I love you guys, but you're listening to a very, very professional podcast. I don't know. Disney news.
What do we got today?
So they've begun testing the Tron light cycle. So that's finally going to open at some point.
That's exciting.
Yeah. The more I look at that ride, the dumber it looks. So I don't really know.
I mean, it'll probably, I could see it being one of their... Because it's Tron themed, I could probably see it being like maybe like an hour and a half wait. Not as long as like Mine Train or something like that, but
it's going to be super long. I think the thing everybody's excited about is it launches you outside of the building, into the building, essentially, I think. Should we try covering the sex trafficking in the Disney parks, or is that too extreme for us?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's a some employees got. We really shouldn't speak on it. I don't know anything about it, but apparently a lot of employees did some bad things.
Oh, so, no. Oh, dear.
The Disney World Union has reached an agreement about vaccinating their employees. I know nothing else besides that. I have not looked into it. This is just me reading the headlines. And for the biggest news, while we were on, we weren't on a break because you guys got an episode, but they announced the replacement for Fast Passes. Have you read into this, James?
I have.
Do you think it sucks as much as I think it sucks?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you got to pay for it, and it's for, like, per day. Is it, do you know if it's, like, once per ride, or is it, like, you can go on, like, multiple times? Like, if I wanted to go on Nemo, like, three times in a day, do I only get one fast pass for it?
That's a good question, James. Let me tell you. Honestly, all the details haven't come out, but essentially, from what I read, like, the normal Genie program that you pay $15 a day for, I think you can book, like, I don't know how true this is, but three rides that are included. There are also going to be rides that you have to buy something called a Lightning Pass, I believe, for. That those each cost an individual price. And essentially, it's for all the big rides, like
The mountains and stuff.
I don't know if those might just be in the normal Disney Genie thing. Nobody really knows yet. But it's basically the Genie thing's like a reservation type thing. And then the day of, you can't start booking stuff till the day of, which was a major letdown. Oh God, this Red Bull's making me burp. Sorry, everybody. But the it's called Lightning Lane. And Lightning Lane is a separate purchase. It's going to be available on most of the big rides. I think there's only a few ways you can access the other rides. So like Star Wars, Ratatouille, the ones that don't have a spot for a queue, apparently. That's where it's going to be. So you essentially have to pay extra to ride those rides. They're going to have the normal queue, but it's going to be hard to get. They're keeping it essentially the same as it is right now.
Huh.
Yeah, so honestly, this is a terrible idea.
I'm not a fan of it.
Not even for just like the, but can you imagine now, like, parents are going to bring their kids. Like, it's going to discourage people from going. It's like, my dad loved the fast passes because you really don't need to be on your phone for them. You can look at your phone and be like, oh, this is the ride I'm going to. But then you just tap your thing. This one, you essentially have to be on your phone all day being like, all right, I'm juggling these three things. And what happens if, you know, like, the ride goes down, or you pay for it and there's no rides available, or the app goes down? Like, I just don't trust that this is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't know you. I thought it was like kind of like the old Fast Pass system where you can make it ahead of time. But if you're saying you got to do it the day of, it's like essentially trying to get like the Rise of the Resistance booking, the Star Wars ride, and that's been a mess like up until recently. So I can only imagine what this is going to be like.
Yeah, and I say that like I read a bunch of stuff. Not all the details are out yet, and I'm sure they will change stuff, you know. Like, I'm sure they're going to change stuff around. But I just don't want my whole experience to be digital. Like, I feel like this Disney trip I'm going on is going to be the last actual, like, you get to experience the park thing.
Yeah, I feel that.
I don't know. I probably sound very hypocritical because what was it? I said that the hotel was worth it, the Star Wars hotel, like last week. So, you know.
Oh, fun times, fun times.
But yeah, so that's the Genie program, Genie Plus. It's $20 a day at Disneyland, but you also get, there's something else you get. I don't remember. You get like a specific thing, kind of. Oh, you know what? I am wrong. I'm sorry, everybody. Maybe I'm not. That's confusing. Because in the lightning ones, it says you can schedule a time to arrive up to two highly demanded attractions at the beginning of that day. Lightning attractions are going to, the price is going to change based on the park busyness. So,
park busyness.
That's not exactly what it's. But you might actually be able to. I just miss the, you can book the attractions ahead of time. I don't know. Maybe that's something that's rolling out in it. I can't really get a clear answer on it.
Yeah, it sounds super weird right now, but I mean, you're going actually you're going in a few weeks.
I am, yeah. And next week, I will announce this now, but it might not happen. We're actually having our friend who's been on the show, Nick Cherry, is supposed to come on next week to talk about his trip that he just took. So we will be looking forward to that if we can work that out. But we don't typically announce when guests come on before because, you know, sometimes I just don't make it work. But
yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Just got to roll with damn punches.
Did you see the other thing? Now at the end, after the fireworks, they have a DJ guy.
Really?
Yeah, Magic Kingdom, they have a DJ guy being like, all right, everybody. And he's playing like pop hits. And he's like, you should enter that way.
You mean exit that way?
Yeah.
You're entering the exit. That way.
You should exit that way. That way, that way. Yeah, but apparently... See, I read about this when I was on vacation, so I don't know what it's still like. But they fired him like one night after he set up and was ready to play, and they were just like, "Yeah, no, you're not hired anymore." Essentially, oh. And he privated his Instagram page, so nobody knows, and it seems like he has not shown back up yet. So
it was like a
four-night experiment. Four-night experiment, which I agree with a lot of people. It just doesn't seem like Main Street USA, but I think I'm getting to be too like, oh, I miss my old Disney. In reality, I'm talking like this, but I don't really care as much as a lot of people do.
Yeah, I hear that. It does seem kind of weird, though. Like, I mean, I guess they're trying to like work with trends or try something new, but that just sounds kind of weird for like Main Street, per se.
Yeah, you know where he's DJing from?
Up on Crystal the train, Palace?
The train loading station.
Oh.
Doesn't it just seem like a weird place?
That's a really weird place.
Yeah. Anyway, no disrespect to the DJ. I'm sure he's doing it. He did what he was hired to do, you know?
It's just, yeah.
The other news that I forgot about is they announced, did we already talk about this? That they announced the very merriest after hours.
I don't think we did. I think I'm pretty sure we talked about it when we were on vacation, but we haven't officially talked about it on the show.
We definitely did talk about it with each other because unlike Boo Bash, tickets for this one range from $169 to $229 for that little three. what'd you just say?
You want me to say it again? No, yes. I'll say it again just because. Ooh wee!
Oh God! Oh man!
Yeah, that's an arm and a leg right there.
303, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. They actually messaged me.
Start playing I'm So Sad.
They're probably thinking, they probably already shut it off if they're listening, honestly. They messaged me today because I posted about the episode and they said thank you, because I posted something that said everybody go check out the album. So I'm considering them friends now. I mean, depending on what we have to say about the album, but I'm considering them friends.
They seem very friendly, like.
Yeah, I know their names. It's Nat and Sean, but I want to call them Mr. 303. So yeah, back to the holiday event. Too high a price.
Yeah, way too much. I know Boobash
was high, but I don't think if I was going towards the Christmas time that I would pay $230 to go.
Yep. Yeah, no, same.
The other thing I heard, and we'll have to talk to Nick about this next week, is that they've already begun incorporating robots into the park.
Robots?
So, like, robotic characters of, like, the animated characters. Like, they posted a video of it, like, they were making a Hulk-type thing. But apparently Nick was saying that Sully was walking around. And that it was horrifying. So we're going to have to ask him about that next week. I'm very curious.
Oh.
All right, let's jump into music. Let's jump straight into the music. We're making good time this time around, music-wise, because typically it takes us 40 minutes to get to the music. James, I just want to mention this song, but did you hear the new Asking Alexandria song?
I haven't yet.
Oh, you should. You should. It's so good. It sounds like, do you remember when Linkin Park put out that Hunting Season album?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Huh.
Like it's them being stripped back and like it's awesome. Like I like A House on Fire a lot. Like I'm one of the only people in the world that like loves that album, but I think this album's gonna beat that album, which it comes out October 1st, which is, you know, we'll talk about it. So, which is going to be interesting because that's the week I come back from Disney. So it might end up having to be the week after, but you know.
Isn't that around the same time they're playing in your town?
It
on
is.
The tour? Ooh.
Yeah, the show is on the 2nd and the album comes out on the 1st.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. They'll be super hyped about it. Actually, that they might even start selling it that day too.
Well, I mean, the album's out the day before. Like the show's on the 2nd.
I feel like I've been to a couple album release shows and they didn't have the album at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they were like, oh, sorry, guys. Like we know the album comes out today, but like we don't have copies. So, I mean, you can pre-order it and we'll ship it to you, but we don't have them at the merch table, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, that's something that I have, you know, we'll lead into this. So this week for Music Talk 11, there's been 11 Music Talks, and we've had 4 of them, and Donda is still not out.
I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, he had another listening session last night on Thursday.
He put up his childhood home in the middle of a stadium in Chicago.
Yeah, we honestly should just be reacting to every Donda album release, but.
Also, a little side note before we move on, but I saw it was trending on Twitter, so I clicked on it. And the first thing that came up was right before the release, he was trying to legally change his name to Yee.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, oh, my God. Because like
also.
It's like because the album still hasn't come out yet. And I was like, you're doing another listening party. You're like advertising this, but you're not putting out the album. But I low key, I was almost sure he wasn't, but I kind of like felt like he might have, like this was the last time it was going to happen.
Rumor is he turned it in, but the other rumor is he's been waiting for Drake to put his album out so that he could put it out the same day. And Drake's album comes out next week, so I think you're going to see it drop next week.
But why?
Because him and Drake have a feud.
Well, that's kind of petty.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, for some reason, Kanye brought out, what's his name, Marilyn Manson. Is that the name of the singer, or is it the serial killer?
Yeah, no, that's the singer.
Yeah, he brought him out after, you know, he got accused of everything. He also brought that rapper DaBaby out, who was just canceled. So he's trying to prove that cancellation doesn't, I don't know. Anyways, let's move on to what we were just talking about, 303, which we were talking about having physical CDs, right? Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about the 303, a need for 303.
No, we were talking about how they don't have like physical copies at some shows, right?
Oh, yeah. I spaced out for a second there.
303, where is the physical copy of Need?
Where is it?
Where? No, I saw online that they posted and said it's 2021 when someone asked about the physical copy. I want a physical copy.
See?
I would buy it so quick. I mean, I'm sure to be completely transparent, I bought tickets to their Boston show. So I will be at the Boston show in November. And I'm kind of feeling like they're going to have the CDs on the tour. But I was really hoping to get like a pre-ordered one or something.
Yeah.
Even if they just dropped the CDs today and were like, these won't ship until like November. I would have happily bought one. Like, I want to support them. And if they, like, I hope they say something in the thing of we're not putting out vinyl or CD, because if not, then I'll buy it through, not iTunes, because I like to have the really, really good quality one. But Tidal, is that the store? I don't know. But so this is 303's first album since like
2016.
Night Sports came out in 2016. That's a long time ago.
It is.
Wow, I can't believe it's been that long. What's your 303? Like, what's your history with 303?
So I discovered 303 in, I think it was 2009. It was I was at a band party for the marching band, and one of the kids that was hosting it, we were having a dance party in his basement to the whole album. We just listened to Once front to back.
That's awesome. And
it was a jam. It's a jam.
Was it? I won't say his last name, but was it our friend Nick?
No, it was it's someone who actually, I think he lived down the street from me. I don't recall. It might have been him. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because Nick's, and I apologize for this 303, but when I was like 13 or however old we were, Nick gave me a copy of Want, like that his sister bought it, but he burnt me a copy. I've since bought the album multiple times, so.
There's no doubt that you're a fan.
Yeah.
They have all their albums.
But it's weird to think, like, if you think about it, like, we were always in, like, high school and stuff, we were like, oh, we like different music than the other people, you know? But I think Don't Trust Me, I heard from the radio.
Yeah, Don't Trust Me was a big radio hit.
Which we stuck around because, I mean, they were big Warped Tour staples. Like, if there was a Warped Tour, I mean, they didn't always play Warped Tour, but whenever they were on a Warped Tour lineup, it was like, all right, I know where I'm going to be at that time. Like, but so it's been however many years 2016 to now. I'm bad at counting. And the album just kind of came out of, they were dropping singles. They said the name of the album. And then the beginning of August, they were like, hey, our album drops on the 27th. And I was like, all right, sure. Let's hear it. And yeah. So there are technically 10 songs, but there's 11, I guess. I'll be honest. I texted James yesterday and said, James, I have bad news. I did not like the 303 album, and we are not going to review it because I don't want to hurt their feelings. And then I've listened to it about 15 times since then.
15?
It was a lot. And I think I also, for whatever, I never do this, but I listened to it out of order the first time.
Bradley.
I'm sorry.
Do you know how many times you've yelled at me for listening to the album out of order?
Yes. But it was like, I just had to. I was on YouTube and I was scrolling through and I'm like, oh, that song popped up. So I listened to it. And I couldn't get it into a playlist like the playlist I sent you earlier. So it was just kind of random order. And they never posted the track list. So there was no track list anywhere. So I was like, oh, I'll just kind of listen and see. Besides the singles, the first song I heard from the album was Skid Marks, which we will get into later. But so the first, we'll go track by track here. The first song on the album is an intro track, kind of, but also a song called Last Breath. I think we've talked about this song before, right?
We have.
Yeah, and I said before that it wasn't my favorite song by them, right?
Yep, that is true.
It's still not my favorite song, but now that it's confirmed that it's an intro, this gets me hyped when the album goes on. Like, if this was anywhere else on the track list, I think I'd be like, ugh. But this is a perfect intro song.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's also the most like wanty. Like this would be a perfect like bonus track or even an intro for Want.
See, I disagree with you on that, and I'll tell you why later. I think this is a very Nightshade-y song.
Really?
Yeah. Just more so of the lyrics, I think. But no, you know what? I can see what you're saying.
I mean, I usually don't listen to the lyrics. I might like on later listen throughs, but like music wise and like the way they're singing, like the musicality of it, it definitely sounds like Want. But
okay,
I'll definitely have to take another listen to see if I can pick up some Night Sports vibes in there.
Oh, I do have to make a correction. I called it Nightshades because there's a Cobra Starship album. It's called Nightshades. So
oh,
I
apologize. No.
Yeah, no, I think this is a perfect, like, when I see them live in November and this song potentially opens the set, I don't know what they'll open the set with. This song, I will be so excited to see it live. Like, there's no, and that's going to be a lot of this case with this album. I'm just I'll explain as we go along, but that's the intro track. Did you know it's featuring Clown from Slipknot?
Does it really?
Yes. So going on, the second single from the album, I'm So Sad. This song, I'll be honest, this is probably, when taking a step back from the album, is probably my favorite song on the album. I know it was the lead single, but there's just something so like unique about it, I think, where like they came out with the first single, which was Lonely Machines, and that was great, and then this one came out and I was like, that's new, they've never done that before, like I like that, but it also captures like the feeling of their older style and continue like the song was, it's probably going to be one of my top songs on Spotify this year. But upon like listening to it, I'm still hooked to it. Typically, like lead singles, since I overplay everything so much, like when I'm shuffling or listening through the album, I'll listen to it on the first play through the album, like my first time listening to the whole album, and I'll skip it for a couple months. But this is still consistently being played. Like, there's just something so catchy about this song.
Yeah, I feel that. It's, I'll admit, when I started listening to this, it wasn't my favorite because it was just so different from, like, the stuff I'm used to them doing. Mm-hmm. Not to say that's a bad thing, but, like, it's definitely grown on me over time.
Yeah, this is the most, it sounds the most radio-ish because it's written by, oh, what's his name, Benny Blanco as well. Who,
Benny Blanco.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's written with them on like Starstruck and My First Kiss and Don't Trust Me. But that's why it sounds like, I don't know if you noticed, but it sounds more, I don't want to say polished, but compared to, yeah. Do you know what I mean on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was a perfect, it wasn't the lead single, but I think it was a perfect, like, Don't Trust Me-esque song to kind of lead the album from, like, the catchy, like, because Don't Trust Me was different from the rest of the Want album. Like, it was more poppy.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you there, yeah.
All right, so let's rank these first two songs. We forgot to rank the first one. What did you give Last Breath, James?
I'm going to give an 8 out of 10. Wait, are we doing this, how are we doing a usual style with the D's? Or
We're going to do out of 3s.
I'm going to give this a 3.
A 3 out of 3?
Yep.
For the first song?
Yep. For Last Breath.
What about for I'm So Sad?
I'm giving it a 2. And it's not because I don't like it. Well, actually, I guess it's better than a 1 or a 0, but I will say I wasn't really a fan of where it was placed on the album. Like Last Breath, like builds up hype and you're so hyped, and then it kind of just crashes with this song.
Yeah, and I get that problem with other songs. This one I didn't have that problem with. There's some that are coming up that I honestly believe the first 6 songs on this album, maybe 7, are perfectly tracked. And then it kind of becomes not as perfectly tracked. But for Last Breath, I would probably give it like a 2.5 out of 3. I'm So Sad is definitely 3 out of 3 for me. But we're not keeping track of these ratings either. So we could probably just say I liked it or I didn't like it. Do you want to just do that? Just say I like it or I didn't like it.
Sure.
So track 3 is called Mane on a Leash. What is your thought of Mane on a Leash?
Going off the name, I thought it was going to be weird.
Yes.
But I think this is the most, like, this also had a lot of Want vibes, and I felt like it was trying to be like another punk or rich man kind of song.
Yes, I think it was more, it's kind of, it feels like a sequel to, or an attempted sequel at like Choke Chain.
Oh yeah, it could be that
because,
too.
Because he says Maine in the song, but this is probably one of my favorite songs on this album. Like they perfectly captured like the Want sound with like their newer sound at the same time. Like I would take a whole album of these. I won't lie. I would listen to an entire album of this.
I would too.
Yeah. It's what I've always wanted them to go back and do. And it's not as crunky as, is that a word, crunky? It's not as crunky as like Choke Chain or anything, but it's good. This song is a 3 out of 3 for me.
It is also a 3 out of 3 for me. That's an interesting way to put it. Crunky.
Crunk-tastic.
That's so like 2009, 2011 vibes, which is what they're going for with this. So it works out.
Crunk-alicious. So then we go on. Number 4 is an interlude, which, I mean, we could talk about it. Cowboys.
Horses. I think was there cows in there? Or was it just horses? I thought there were like two types of animals in there.
Yeah, I don't know. But it leads perfectly into track 5, which is Mikasa, which I think is another jam. They teased this one a little bit before. It seems, I mean, I'm probably thinking the lyrics too much, but it seems like it's about a cowboy, I'm guessing, that says that another cowboy is always welcome in his home.
That's the vibe I got. And then that leads into their next song, Mikasa.
We're talking about Mikasa now. Yeah, I forgot to say we skipped after the interlude. Mikasa is the song. It sounds like a Western song. What are your thoughts on Mikasa, James?
So I had this down as it was probably my favorite song on the album.
Yep.
I was just getting like a weird vibe from it. It's like, you know what? I like this.
I mean, that's why I'm thinking like the first, like the round of first 6 songs are the most want sounding things we're ever going to get from them. Like, I could picture the song being, I mean, a less produced version of this being a want. I think one of the issues I have with this album is it is trying to be want or the want sound. But because they've developed so much as artists, like they have trouble, like everything is just super catchy, and that's a problem. Well, not a problem for me, I love it all, but like it's a more polished version of want.
It's want 2.0.
I mean, yeah, well, it's need. So
need 1.0.
yeah. So do you have anything else to say about Mikasa, or are we moving on?
I put a note about the sexy sax in it, and that's probably why they put it up there on my list.
Oh, God.
It was good. It was a jam.
I think it's this song that, like, it feels like it's going to end, and then I think the sax comes in. And I was like, and then they do another chorus, and I'm like, most songs end after that. Like, there's a song on the Chunk No Captain Chunk album where they just, like, fade out. Instead of doing another chorus, I'm like, they knew we wanted another chorus, and I appreciate that.
Agreed.
So this is a 3 out of 3 for me.
It is a 3 out of 3 for me as well.
So number 6 is Pound Town. On Spotify, It's Pound Town featuring Sean Forman and Nathaniel Lamont of 303. So, I'm guessing that's a play on, I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but at one point he says first name Pound, last name Town, I think. I might be getting the lyrics wrong. This is another one I enjoyed. It's just so like weird.
It's not what I expected.
No.
Based on the name.
I do like the in the bridge of the song, it's him playing an acoustic guitar. And then he's just like, nobody's listening. And then it just cuts back into the... Like, this song is going to be so much fun at the live show. So is Mikasa. So is Main on a Leash. So is I'm So Sad. So is Last... Like, it's going to kill at the live shows.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Also, I don't know where I was going to go with that.
Yeah. This was the last song I heard through my first listen, because, you know, I didn't listen in order. And this was right after I texted you and said, oh, I don't know if we're going to do the album. And this sold me again. And I was like, okay, we're doing it. I listened to it in a weird order. Just, but
emphasis honestly, on the weird.
Yes. But this song has actually been one of the ones I've listened to the most. I couldn't tell you why, but it's a jam. And it gets a 3 out of 3 for me.
It gets a 2 out of 3 for me.
Oh, you go back. You give it a 3 out of 3.
I'll give it a 303.
I'm cutting that. All right, so now we get to the interesting part of the album. Skid marks.
Skid marks.
Like I said, this was the first non-single I heard. They set it up like it's the still around of the album. That's the slower ballady song. And at first I was like, this is so good. And then it gets to the chorus and I was like, oh, I'm like, they ruined this song. And I was bummed out about it. I'm like, why would they do that? Like, the beat was so good. The lyrics were so good. And it bummed me out. And then I just thought about when I go see them live, how they're going to have an entire, like, around the second bridge when the people start clapping, like the one little clap goes in, they're going to have an entire room singing the word skid marks wash out some way, somehow. Like, bawling their eyes out. And yeah. Then it made me go, all right, I get it now. I get this song. I think I was also looking at it too critically. Like, I think my initial reaction to this album, I was looking at it so critically, because that's what we tend to do. I mean, I'm not. But this album, like, yes, I will say it's very good. The album is very good. But it's meant to be fun. Like, I was looking at reviews today and people were like, this is awful. And I'm like, yeah, but it's meant to be fun. Like, what isn't hilarious about getting people in a room to sing a song about skid marks?
Yeah, for real. Like, were you expecting like a super like meaningful, like serious album? No, that's not 303.
Yeah, but I was expecting with this, I was expecting a new still around type thing. So the skid marks thing threw me off, but I get what you're saying there about people in general. What did you think about skid marks?
I thought it was weird. I just put LOL.
How many times did you listen to the album?
Twice.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to be like, oh, you only listened to it once. You still haven't processed this song.
I did a double take.
Yeah. Because you also don't listen to lyrics, you said, so.
No.
Did you listen to this lyric, or were you just like?
I just heard skid marks, and I'm like, okay.
All right, cool. I'm going to give this song a 2.5 out of 3. But it will probably move up to a 3 out of 3 once I see it live.
I'm giving it a 2 out of 3.
James rated low here. James.
It's weird, but I like weird.
Yeah.
It's not, right. it's not bad. I'm not giving none of the things we've listed so far. We've given ones or zeros, or I guess O's, if that's the case.
All right, let's move on to ABCs. This is my least favorite song on the album. That's all I have to say about it.
Same. It might grow on me, but yeah.
The beat was really cool. It seemed a lot. What's that song that they do? It's not called this, but Love in Many Different Ways, like the different countries. Like, I know how to, is it called I Know How to Say?
Yeah. You know what's on? Wait, is it? It might be.
They're speaking in different languages and naming people.
Yeah, but I know which one you're talking about.
It's called I Know How to Set. I'll just look it up. I Know How to Say 303.
Because I know how to say that.
We're just ending it now.
The review's done. No, it's karaoke. It's 303 karaoke.
Yeah, so this one gets like I'm not even really going to talk about it. It's a cool little thing. I get what they were going for. I think it... I would have taken it off the album, honestly. Maybe not. I don't know. It'll probably grow on me. It's just, it's a weird, it doesn't feel like it fits. And it definitely doesn't feel like a want song. I don't know.
I put it as, it sounds like them, but also not like them.
Which is fine.
That makes sense.
It's just, it feels like there's two kind of, like Skid Marks is kind of jokey. And then this one comes in, it's kind of jokey. That's the problem. The only problem I have with this album is the second half of it. Like the most of the songs I really, really like. But it's not how I would have arranged them, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rank this one. It'd probably be a 2 out of 3. I'm not going to give it like a 1.5 out of 3. It's not that. It's catchy. It's... I listen to it every time it comes on, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah, same.
All right. So moving on, Vampire's Diet. This is another one that I kind of said. You like this one? Is that...
I really like this one.
Oh, okay.
We talked about it before, and I was all over this song.
Yeah, you were all over it. I was kind of like, eh. And I'm still... That's the thing. The first half of this album really hits that want feeling. And then it's the second half. It's kind of like, all right, ABCs doesn't really... Vampire's Diet really doesn't. Taco Tuesday. But like, I still... That's the thing. As much as I sit there and I go, eh, the song's all right, I still listen to it consistently. So I'm the hypocrite here. That's the thing. I think it's just the context of this album. I don't like it, but I think it's a jam besides that.
Makes sense.
So I'm guessing this is like your favorite on this album, isn't it?
It's up there, and for like multiple reasons. Like it really has that like late 2000s emo vibe. Like it's not, I wouldn't even consider this a want song, but like, it just has that vibe, like, it would fit in, like, on an EP, or, like, around that time when you got all the, like, the emo and, like, the metalcore bands. And, you know, I would have loved to see this on Warped Tour.
Yeah,
I know that I said that been... before, but if him and Bert were on stage singing this, or them and Bert, I'd be all over it.
It has more Streets of Gold feeling. I don't know if you feel like that, too. But I mean, I
could say that. I could definitely say that.
So I just thought about it. Remember how I said I wanted to reorganize the track list, but I don't know how? Well, I thought about it. So I would get rid of ABCs, right? Put Taco Tuesday after Skid Marks, Vampire's Diet, and then Lonely Machines, which I don't think we'll get to this after. I don't think Lonely Machines is a good ending, but I think out of all the songs, that's the best ending. So, because Vampire's Diet really feels like, you know how they have the song that goes right before the last song in the album? That's what that feels like to me, but who knows? It's not my album, so. So what would you give Vampire's Diet? We've already talked about it before, so.
I'm going to give it a 3. Oh! 3.
This is the sound of me leaving my computer.
Oh, come on. God. We have fun here on the podcast.
Sure we do. I'll give it a 2.5 out of 3. I think it's one that's going to grow on me a lot, even though I said that last time. It's still consistently played. It's stuck in my head right now. So, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
The choruses of this song is really cool. It has nothing to do with Taco Tuesday in the chorus, but it's like this cool sounding kind of like it could be a pop hit if the whole song wasn't about Taco Tuesday.
True.
Like the beat's really cool. The Mexican accent, I think that's what he's doing at the beginning, is kind of weird. Don't know how I feel about that one. But this song is, at first I was like, oh, that's another one that could be cut. But the more I'm listening, that's the thing. Like, we, just to clarify, we do these reviews after listening to it, like on the day it comes out. So a lot of the songs that we talk about tend to grow on me. But this is one I see really, really growing on me, and one that already has. Like, the chorus is still stuck in my head on top of Vampire's Diet. So, yeah. What do you think about Taco Tuesday?
I like it. It's definitely got some good vibes in there. And it, like, oddly enough, this is like one of the few songs. Actually, I guess there's more songs, but it definitely feels like if you're driving, like, in the late evening or like late at night, like, this is a great car song.
Yeah, it feels like, because I think that was their idea for Night Sports, right? Like, that was Last Young Renegade by All Time Low, where it was a drive at night song. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
Like, I'll go all night listening to Taco Tuesday.
That's the thing, though. I feel like if they had changed the lyric Taco Tuesday, I feel like that was like a placeholder lyric that they were just like, whatever, we're going to keep that in because it's hilarious. And you know what? I respect that.
I also respect that. Taco Tuesday,
you're getting a 3 out of 3 for me.
Same.
So then we move on to Lonely Machines featuring 100 Gex. This was the first single from this album, or the first song released. This song perfectly captures the want feeling. That's why I feel like it should be earlier in the album, but I don't know where to put it.
Felt that. I know I don't feel like it shouldn't be the last song, but
it's hard to figure out where. There's nowhere else I could really put it is the issue. Unless you switch I'm So Sad with. No, you know what? I see this being the last song now. I don't know where else it would go. But I love the song. Still love the song. I like the live version a little bit better. Nothing against 100 Gex, but I don't know. I think the song is better without their portion. That's just me, though. I know a lot of people love 100 Gex, so. But this is like a classic 303 song. This and Main on a Leash and Mikasa and I'm So Sad, those are all going to go down as massive classics for this band. Like, what are your thoughts on Lonely Machines, James?
I wasn't a fan at first, like, probably because, like, I hadn't listened to them in a while. Like, the last time I listened to them was when they came through Orlando in 2018. But it grew on me. And it's definitely a great comeback single.
Yeah. This one got people. It's funny that everybody's saying comeback, though, because, like. Oh, God. I have a cough now, apparently.
Bless you.
You just say bless you after my cough?
Yeah.
Is that something people do?
Something I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, because they've been playing shows consistently between the last album and now. So I think it must have caught them off guard when they were like, oh, they're coming back. They disappeared and now they're back. And it's like, no, they played shows.
Well, I think they, when did Lonely Machines came out in 2019, right?
2020, December 2020.
Oh, I think outside of like one-off shows, like they did their, they were on Warped Tour 2018. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Then they did, their 10 year of Want And then I think they went on a break after that, outside of like the Colorado shows and whatnot.
I think they played like school, like colleges.
Oh, that might be it. But yeah, like nothing, like no huge like national tours or anything like that.
Yeah, March 2020, they played a show. October 18th, 2019, they played a show in Medford, Massachusetts. Where was that? Why wasn't I there?
I don't know. Why weren't you there?
Tufts University? What? It was with Neon Trees. No thanks.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a whole story about the last time I saw Neon Trees. Ugh.
Neon Trees.
We saw them with Cobra Starship at a Six Flags. Did I ever tell you about this? And we bought something so that we could be up closer because I didn't want like the risk of not getting into the free show. And they criticized us. They're like, oh, who pays to get into a free show? They're like, you guys should all pay to come see us at night if you're banned then, because who wants to see us during the day? And I was like, oh, like that makes me feel good about paying to see you. And ever since, I can't really listen to Neon Trees.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, let's review. What do you give Need by 303?
Out of three?
Yes.
I'm giving it a three.
Me too. I feel bad that I even considered that I didn't like the album. It was just, maybe it was just my mood or something. I don't know. But all these songs are gonna be so good on their live tour. And if anybody's listening and they're considering going to the live show, definitely go see them. They put on a show regardless, but these new songs are gonna make their live show even more like fantastic. And the tickets were really, like, it was well-spent money, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
The album artwork, fantastic. Like, I showed it to past guest Dan last night. He goes, I really like that. I'm like, yeah, it's really good. So, I also give it a 3 out of 3. Or a 303 out of 303. No. 30 out of 30. No. Whatever. And in the D rating, I give it the stiffest D.
That's the best kind.
Yes. It is not a skid mark. yeah, this album's available everywhere now. Or not. You can't go to like Best Buy and get it, apparently. But it's available all streaming. Buy it on iTunes. Buy it wherever. If they come out with CDs, do that. Go see them live. It's worth it. Trust me. Yeah. So that is our music talk. And I just realized we promised everybody that we were talking about our reunion. So we got to talk about our reunion, even though we're already, you know, about an hour into this thing. Wow. So, yeah. So last week, James and I went down to South Carolina in the Myrtle Beach area. Of sorts, and
well, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh wow! When this comes out, it will be 2 weeks. Wow. Okay.
Time flies.
Yeah. Went down, saw James. We ate some Martha Stewart gooey cake.
We did that. We did.
It was gooey and it was ooey. We did not get to eat at Margaritaville.
I was somewhat disappointed about that.
Yeah, my parents felt bad after because they were like, I didn't know how bad he wanted to go to Margaritaville. We would have went to Margaritaville. And I'm like, but I said I wanted to go to Margaritaville as well. They're like, yeah, but James really wanted to go. We should have went. I'm like, yes. Yes, we should have.
Oh, well, it's all good. It's just being we were there when they did the tropical margarita hurricane thing. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Someday we will eat at Margaritaville together.
Yep. We'll waste away again in Margaritaville.
So yeah, I mean, last week James got ate by a gator. He's back. He's here. No, I'm kidding. We said that last week, but no, we hung out at the what's it called? Broadway on the Boardwalk.
Yeah.
We got some pictures. I posted one that had a Trump quote in the background, which I did not realize until after I posted.
That was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
like of all the thing, like all the things to stand in front of.
We picked the thing that said Joe Biden needs to leave or whatever it said.
Crazy.
I know. Yeah. So initially we're going to spend longer of the week together, but James got a job offer. Is that what it was?
So what it was, one of my contacts was working on a project and they're like, hey, we need painters. One of our guys called out last minute. So you come on set, help us do some painting and I'll introduce you to one of the lighting guys, which I'm not sure if we've talked about it, but like I'm trying to go into like either film or like TV lighting or editing. So that was going to be like not really a shot in, but like, you know, just getting to talk to somebody.
Did you end up getting to talk to him?
No. He didn't show up.
Ugh.
So
He ended our vacation. If anybody, we won't say his name, we won't even hint at this, but if anybody knows him, get him to come on the podcast so that James can talk to him and be like, hey man, I had to abandon my trip, my Disney College reunion, or not even Disney College reunion, we knew each other before that. But yeah, I mean, more into the trip. We really did. James bought a shirt that said Darth Gator.
Yep, I still have it. It's actually, it's right in front of me. It's like 3 feet in front of me.
You're not wearing it?
No, I'm not wearing it. It's just on the floor right in front of me.
Oh, I'm wearing my Margaritaville shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought we were dressing up in our...
I wasn't aware of this, but now I feel kind of bad.
Well, I guess
this is awkward.
I guess sharing our gooey ooey cake didn't mean anything to you.
I guess not. That's aw.
Well, sad to be life. Fair, I really didn't even like the restaurant we went to be perfectly honest. Everybody else did. It was the way that they do it is they put the food on the table and everybody shares it.
Yeah, it's funny because I thought it was like you had two options. You either order like separate dishes or you could get it as like a family style thing. But I guess they only do like family style dinner. So it's like you get a bunch of meats and a bunch of sides and you just pass it around.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad food or anything. It was just definitely not what I was expecting, especially when I had my heart set on dining with the Buffett.
Yep, the Buffett.
But essentially, that was our reunion. I know that we hyped it up that we were going to talk about a lot of stuff, but I mean,
oh, we fed some fish. The fish.
Oh, we did. Yeah, there was a bunch of fish that we fed. James rode a zip line.
I totally did.
Honestly, though, that's really it, right? Like, I don't.
Yeah, it was just a fun, chill afternoon.
Did you make your parents listen to Attila on the way home?
I didn't because my dad kind of lucked out. His car doesn't have a CD player. It's strictly Bluetooth. So
they missed out on the greatest album of all time.
Actually, what I will do, I'll put it in my car because my car has a CD player, and he goes to Home Depot a lot using my car because his car, like, he can't put like long boards and stuff in there. So I'll turn it on and he'll get like a full blast of Attila. I won't even turn it down. Like I'll turn the volume up to like 13.
Now, what do you think he would hate more, Attila or the Beartooth album?
Probably Attila. Yeah, probably Attila.
Depends on the song you put on. If it's a dirty song, then yeah. Some of the first two songs on the album aren't dirty, so you have to skip it.
I could put the country stuff, like the country rock song on there. He's like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I'm going to give them a listen.
skip to the next song and it's just him screaming.
Oh, what is this? This isn't what I was like thinking I was going to get into. Oh, no.
Now, if anybody's looking for an Attila album and they live in the North Carolina area, just look out for James's car.
Yep, you'll hear it, like the ice cream truck. You'll hear it coming down the street.
Oh, I'm saying so that they can steal it from your car.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that not...
So what are they going to... They're going to jump through my window, like when it's closed, break my window, push the button while I'm driving, and just jack the CD?
I was thinking smash your windshield in, or smash your thing in, and then just put their arm through it and grab it.
Oh.
Yeah, like a full robbery. No, we're not liking that idea.
I mean, that's one way to get it done.
Everybody, do not do that. I did not suggest to do that. That's the last thing we need. Yeah, so you know what? We should probably just wrap it up. We're an hour and 6 minutes into this. I think people probably shut this off around like the 20-minute mark. So. Should we talk about how I almost ended the show, or is that a next week topic?
I don't know. I'll let you decide.
Nah, we'll just keep everybody in suspense. I almost ended our show. Not like this episode. I almost said we're done with the show. So if you want to hear more about that, come back next week, and we probably won't talk about it next week.
Actually, we are going to talk about it.
Why?
Because why wouldn't we talk about it?
Well, because Nick's on next week.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Yeah. We won't talk about it. Yeah. We were going to end it, but then we decided not to.
Yeah. Still in my head. Still an idea. But you'll know when we end it.
Or you won't. It'll just end like that.
No, that's the one thing I can't do. I can never just end it. It has to have a perfect ending. But no, the plan is to keep going right now. So, oh, I will say I got sick after Disney or after South Carolina.
Oh no.
Was it COVID? I don't know, but I've been getting sick after the last trip I went on too. I want to clarify it was not COVID. I did it just in case people are like, "Oh my God, this kid had COVID." It was not. Every trip I've been on recently, I've gotten sick after. So it's just nasally. And then like 3 days after I'm fine. So, but yeah, I forgot to say I drove through a hurricane.
I saw that. That was,
yeah,
it's pretty wild.
Yeah. I timed up the GPS wrong. So we drove straight through where the hurricane just hit on land. But anyways, let's end the show. James, how's Toga Tips? What's going on in the Toga Tips world? Inform them.
Well, things are pretty good with Toga Tips. Got a bunch of random videos coming out. A lot of stuff is happening with Pokemon Go, so we're going to be talking about that soon. Thanks. But if you want to come check us out, we're on YouTube. And we also have an Instagram and a Twitter, which I sometimes update. I actually just posted a picture. Did you see my recent picture I put on Twitter?
No, I haven't been on Twitter in a while.
Oh, but there was a Snorlax sitting on another Pokemon in my yard, like butt first, like on the head.
Oh, weird.
And it kind of went viral. And a lot of the comments were really weird.
Huh.
Like, they turned it into a really, like, I was just like, oh, no, he's sitting on a Pokemon's head. That's so mean. But kind of got taken in a different direction. So if you want to check that out, it's up there.
Yeah, everybody go check that out. Did you say it's on your YouTube channel?
It's on Twitter and Instagram. It's just a picture.
Cool. Yeah, so everybody check that out. Everybody go consistently stream Gifted Summer by the Away Team. Go check out the new album Need by 303, the new song Alone Again by Asking Alexandria. Why am I plugging bands that are not my own?
Because this is music talk. That's what we do.
Music talk.
Music talk.
Music. Should we do a music talk for Drake next week?
Oh, I thought we were having Nick on next week.
We can do a double episode.
Oh.
I guess we could. Why not?
You know what it's called?
Oh, what's it called? The Drake Experience?
No, worse. Think of the worst thing you could think of. Go ahead, just tell you.
Yeah, just tell me.
I want to hear what you were going to say.
I was going to say the Yeezus Experience.
So that's
a Kanye West Kanye thing.
Yeah. Certified lover boy.
Oh. Wow.
That's bad, isn't it?
It sounds like a debut album or like a sophomore album, not someone that's been in the game for a while. Wow. Or like a Justin Bieber album. Wow. Maybe even a Jonas Brothers album. Wow.
Here's the deal, everybody. Nick's episode is going to be recorded next week. If there is no Drake album, it'll come out next week. If there is a Drake album, it'll come out the week after. Sound good?
Wow.
So stay tuned for potentially Certified Lover Boy. James, leave them with a song that you think would be on an album called Certified Lover Boy.
Wow.
Like the name of a song, not a like.
Wow.
No, that's a Post Malone song, a Kanye song, or a Drake song.
Well, which is it? Is it Kanye? Is it Post or is it Drake?
No, Post Malone has a song called Wow. You have to name a song that might be on the album Certified Lover Boy.
Wows. With a Z.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
See you next time.